Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Arla Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So Arla is not only Asur B'Achila, it's also Asur B'Hanah. Not only is the fruit itself Asur B'Hanah, but even the shell is Asur B'Hanah. That's learned from the words Es Piriyai, Es Hatafala Piriyai, even the accessories of the fruit itself, like the shell of the fruit, or the skin of a fruit, is also Asur B'Hanah. Let's see our Mishnah. Masechtes Arla, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Beged Shetzavoy B'Klipei Arla. We have a beged, and it was colored, it was dyed, with a paint that was made from, klipa means the peel, arla, an arla fruit. That's how you make paint? From peels of fruit? That's how they used to make paint. They made it from plants, they made it from the peels of pomegranates, from the shells of certain nuts. So here I colored my beged with an arla fruit. So what do I do now? I have a shirt, and I turned it blue, but I used an arla dye. So Kamish, you know what you have to do with this shirt? Yedalek. You have to burn it. That's the thing with arla. That's also bano. You have to burn it. Wait, but is this really called hano? It's like I'm smearing it onto myself. I just look at it, and I see the color. The answer is yes, it's called hano. Chazal actually darshan varaltem arlasai, shalosh shanim yilechem arelim. So if you count it now, there are three times the pasuk uses the term arla. Varaltem, arlasai, and arelim. And that teaches us three things. It's asur b'hana, not just achila. You can't use it for paint, and you can't use it to light an air. You can't use the oil of arla to light your lamp. Not only that, if nisarav b'acherim, let's say my blue shirt got mixed up with other begadim. Obviously, they're all blue, so I can't tell which is the arla one. It's like the Mishnah, kulam yidal. You have to burn all of them. Divi, Rav Meir, zeh halt Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds, we'll see more about this later in the Mishnah Zayin B'Yaz Hashem. Anything that is chashuv enough that you would count it one by one, no one buys shirts estimating about this many. You count them. You want one shirt, you want two shirts, you want three shirts. That doesn't become batel b'roiv. Whereas the Chachamim say, well, it depends. If it got mixed up with other shirts, it depends how many other shirts. The Chachamim say, yale becher mesayim, like arla fruit. If it got mixed up in another 200 shirts, so you have a total of 201, it becomes batel. And the entire mixture is mutar b'ana. The Chachamim hold a beged does not have that level of chashivas. So if you pass a fire and you see someone schlepping hundreds of shirts and he's throwing it into the fire, before you start yelling at him, what are you doing? It's Baltashchus, think. It could be it was an Arla shirt that was dyed with paint of an Arla, and he passes like Rav Meir. By the way, the halach is not like Rav Meir. The halach is like the Chachamim. But even according to the Chachamim, if the shirt got mixed up in less than 200, he would also have to burn it.